AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama is talking about his health care law, which is before the Supreme Court.
This should be an easy case. Frankly, it probably shouldn't even been taken up.
The president says there's no reason for the Affordable Care Act to be before the Supreme Court because it's working.
It doesn't need fixing.
Millions of Americans could lose their insurance, though, if the court rules that people who are enrolled in what some call Obamacare through the federal site can't get the subsidies available to residents of states that created their own insurance marketplaces. The president says it's well documented Congress never intended to exclude people who went through the federal exchange. Rita Foley, Washington.
Safety officials are calling on automakers to make systems that automatically brake or warn drivers to avoid crashes as standard equipment on new cars. The National Transportation Safety Board says 80% of about 1,700 forward collision deaths a year and 500,000 injuries a year could be prevented or lessened by the technology. A city spokeswoman has confirmed the identity of a white police officer seen in a cell phone video subduing a black teenage girl at a pool party in suburban Dallas. He's identified as McKinney Police Officer David Eric Casebolt, and he's on administrative leave. Brandon Brooks, the teen who recorded video of the incident, says he was afraid the officer was going to gun down one of the teens.
At that point, my heart did drop, and I was scared that someone was going to get shot and possibly killed. So I knew I had to keep on filming, I got really scared when he pulled out his gun.
That tape courtesy KDFW Fox 4. Fire crews in Alaska are tackling two large wildfires on mostly treeless tundra in the southwestern part of the state. This is AP Radio News. Good news for students who attended the now defunct Corinthian colleges.
The federal government will erase much of the students' debt, part of a new plan that could cost taxpayers as much as $3.5 billion. The law already provides for debt relief for students so long as they apply within 120 days. The latest plan expands debt relief to those who attended a now closed school as far back as a year ago. Corinthian Colleges was one of the largest for-profit schools when it nearly collapsed last year and became a symbol of fraud in the world of higher education and student loans. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether the government can put a hold on untainted money and property that a criminal defendant needs to hire a lawyer. The case involves a woman who says federal prosecutors froze assets that are not tied to and have nothing to do with the charges against her. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.